Hey, hey, and welcome to week two. And before we dive in any further, we are going to just start connecting the dots, okay? Because remember, we are always integrating what we've learned so that it builds and connects and sets you up for the success of what is to come and sets you up for success, period, right? And so just like a recipe, you won't go add flour and sugar and eggs one by one until you've mixed them together, right? If you just added ingredients but didn't integrate them with the other ingredients, it would be a big old mess. And so that's why we want to make sure we are integrating things as we go and connecting the dots, okay? But first, let's do a little mindset check, okay? So remember, the Stressless Eating Bootcamp, it is a six-week immersive experience that gives you the strategy, the systems, and the support that you need to break the cycle of overeating, really teach and feed your brain a new definition of health, and heal your relationship with food for good. But not just take the stress out of eating, we also want to insert the peace of mind and the ease and the pleasure back in. Because again, if loving warm chocolate chip cookies is wrong, I don't want to be right, okay? So what we are here to do, we are here to, like we've talked about, rewire your brain and self-image because you can't out-diet, outperform, or outsmart it, right? We want to permanently take the stress out of eating and go heal your relationship with food. Like break that cycle of overeating, whether it's binging, mindless eating, stress eating, emotional eating, any of it, and just heal your relationship with food for good. But again, not just taking the stress out, giving your brain a new definition of health and putting the pleasure back in. And that's why we have to learn how to fish, right? This is how to feed your brain a new definition of health and feed the new wolf, okay? Remember, the end game here is as we're going, enlightenment, awareness, clarity, ahas, understanding, just really light bulbs going off everywhere, right? But also a newfound compassion and acceptance and love and yeah, like for yourself. Because most women don't struggle to love themselves. They struggle to like themselves. So we want to be liking who you're being more and more each day, right? But also a new conversation to start and to practice the rest of your life, right? Because the real end game is we want to figure out the fastest, easiest, most enjoyable path towards permanent transformation, not just in that grilled chicken and broccoli bubble, right? And so what this really is a new series of conversations, right? This is the beginning of a whole new relationship with yourself. And this is the beginning of a whole new way of seeing things, a whole new awareness of yourself, and really new goggles with which to see yourself. And so we also want to make sure that this is a way of being that you can live with easily, happily, foreverly. This is a forever conversation, right? And again, we talked about that you already have everything you need. You can start influencing your mind, your brain, your body, your self-image right now because you do have everything you need. You probably just need some new goggles with which to see. And so this is really a journey where we're going to be taking a more strategic approach so that you can learn it and it can simply keep happening in the background of your life while you go live your life and work on other stuff. Because remember, if you make your brain happy, it will learn new patterns and rituals very easily and very fast, okay? It's when your brain is unhappy during any process, that's when you can practically guarantee that you won't ever learn a new pattern for more than a little while or without having to force yourself to keep it going, right? And so the purpose of this program is really to set you free and streamline your process of being, you know, diet addicted or going from that diet obsession or diet addiction and food obsessed and binging and mindlessly eating and stress eating and all that to a whole new version of life where you have a new conversation with yourself, a new conversation with your body, and a whole new way of living. And it's based on building a permanent solution, not a band-aid or a temporary fix. I mean, really permanently solving this thing once and for all. Okay. So you've got to keep your mindset in check, okay? It is week two, and we want to make sure that you keep coming back to your commitment to finding a solution where, yeah, you're going to brush up against some mental and emotional barriers, but if you do the work, if you follow the steps, and you keep showing up committed and coachable, and really just invite me into supporting you along the way, we will get you there together. Okay, but you got to be ready and willing and able to take responsibility for your own happiness, your own success, and your own results. And if that's the case, then you cannot fail. This is fail-proof. Okay, and you've committed to this program for a reason, really, to get off that on again, off again, and emotional roller coaster that you've been riding with yourself and your body and get off it for good, okay? So allow me to help you do just that. And in order for me to deliver this massive promise to you, and yeah, I'm fully aware that this is a big promise to make, I need you to play your part. And that's why I want you to, you know, really see your part in this, that you are learning to fish. You are learning to fish for the rest of your life. And you know, this old saying, like, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. The same applies here. Okay. So that being said, I jokingly say use and abuse the help desk, right? I want you to make sure you're asking for the help and support that you need. And this might just mean, you know, sharing and declaring what you discovered. And so don't be afraid to use the help desk. You can also ask questions or submit anything that you want to be critiqued or get feedback on. And I'll get back to you within 48 hours. And again, this is just another opportunity and format to get that individualized and specific help from me and get feedback where you need it. Again, anything is fair game. No question is too small, and there's no such thing as a stupid question. If you need support, you're always a click away from getting there. Okay. So onward, let's connect some of those dots from last week. Okay. So we talked about the weight of the weight and how the weight on your body isn't the real weight, that the real weight is all that other stuff that is bogging you down and slowing you down and all that stuff you've been carrying around with you. And until we ditch the real weight, nothing is going to happen in your physical body long term, okay? And that's what's weighing you down. And that's the part that's fattening, but it's also invisible. We can't see it, but it's happening, right? And it's also optional. It does not have to be there, okay? And we talked about time and time again that you can't outsmart it. You can't out-diet it. You can't outperform it. We've got to go switch the default, right? We also talked about this idea that, like, if you want to transform your life, and we're talking mind, body, brain, forever kind of change, not just change, but transform your life kind of change, right? You have to just simply, it's as simple as changing any or all of the three, your state, your recipe, and your stories, right? And we talked about what those were, and we talked about working in minimums, not maximums. We talked about, you know, how the 0-60 mentality is threat to the brain, and the solution is really to set yourself up for ease and flow, an actual long-term transformation from the very beginning. And so it's the difference between going from not working out at all, like that, you know, five days a week, 60 minutes a day all of a sudden, right? So like going from 0-60 all of a sudden, right? Versus, hey, I'm doing zero right now. Let's just start with 5 minutes a day, 7 days a week. But let's radically commit, as in make it non-negotiable, versus like committing to 60 minutes 5 days a week when you know you're not even going to and not doing it anyways, right? So it's that 0-60 mentality, also the belief that you can't even do it, versus commit in small chunks but make it non-negotiable, right? Again, is it as sexy as that 0-60 mentality, that in the rapid effects that come from it? No, it's not. But how you're feeling after you stop doing it because you can't possibly do it anymore, that's the part that sucks, okay? So release that desire for that short-term gratification and just trust me, okay? Plus, we talked about how working in minimums, not maximums, gives you that compound effect, like the difference between getting $1 million at the end of 30 days or a penny doubled every 30 days, like one, then two, then four, then eight. And we saw that it ends up being like five times the amount of that 1 million just because of the compound effect. People don't think it's true but until they see the numbers. That's what we're talking about here with the compound effect. It's the tiniest tweaks and changes that can and will have a massive payoff. But you'll only get the payoff if you are consistent. And it's those massive changes that we tend to commit to and overhauling your life completely that keep you from getting the consistency, that keeps you from getting the reps, okay? We also talked about like how to ritualize your success and how that those love goggles really were the foundations of it, right? We started ritualizing your success from day one, where I literally gave you your 10-minute daily ritual and assured you that if you started doing it right away in your life, your mind and your heart and your brain would start shifting immediately. So hopefully you've done it and you're already feeling the magic of it, right? Then, of course, I'm going to be giving you some new micro strategies along the way, and that entails getting some new goggles, right? But we talked about how there are four types of goggles of self-care and that your success ritual was really about getting those love goggles going from day one, right? And we also talked a bit about how, you know, you have three brains, not just one, and how you're three-dimensional. And we talked about that we need to feed all three of your brains along the way and make sure that you're taken care of three-dimensionally. Because again, when you take care of your brain and nervous system, it will take care of you, okay? And then we talked about the experiment mentality and why it is the only way for you to find your solution, as in it's a require, not a desire, like becoming your own mad scientist and rewiring your brain through experimentation, right? Then I also gave you your new Kool-Aid, your new language. I gave you 10 really powerful distinctions that are gonna just set you up for success along the way, okay? And of course, you did your own forever self-explorations. You took yourself into this forever conversation and did the work that goes along with that so we can figure out what that looks like for you, because everyone's different. We gotta make it work for you, right? And of course, I wrapped it up with, you know, we did the brain audits, but really we talked about these this ritual that if you just do that 10 minutes a day, if that's all you do over the next 6 weeks is that success ritual that I gave you, your life will dramatically change, right? We talked about that those foundations of thinking and belief and self-love that are going to supercharge your results. And that's the part that most people skip, but that is the part that's going to just rapidly increase your success. And so I gave you your success ritual. I gave you the Cliff Notes. I gave you the beliefs overhaul. All of it's in there. And all I'm inviting you to do is start ritualizing your success and continue ritualizing your success in minimums, not maximums, every single day. So let's take a look at what is next. What's coming up this week? Well, but first, you're going to get your freedom goggles, your first pair of goggles, the freedom goggles. These are amazing. They are going to set you free in so many different ways. And this is the first time when I'm going to teach you how to reverse engineer, as in I'm literally going to teach you how to reverse engineer and manufacture how you want to feel on demand by basically figuring out how you want to feel first, and then choosing the actions that would get you there and that would create that. And that is how you literally reverse engineer how you want to feel on demand. It is a powerful, powerful process, and you're going to become masterful at it very, very quickly, okay? Then you're going to go on your first, it's not a food experiment, but it is a food awareness experiment that's going to go along with those freedom goggles. Because here is the thing. Here is what I know after doing this work for so long. I want to meet you where you are right now. And even though we aren't going to be really talking about food, so to speak, for like specifically in this first phase, because we're starting with the self-image and the brain and the thinking side of things, I know that your food stresses and worries aren't just going to magically go away. And so I wanted to meet you where you are. And so staying within that theme, a new awareness and changing your thinking, I wanted to give you the option, it's optional, to do a little food experiment, which is designed to give you new awarenesses. It's not about tracking or weighing or measuring, and it's not about the food itself. It's a new awareness that I've laid out for you. Okay, so that is also coming up this week. So that's what we're doing. We're adding in the next layer. So you're just going to continue ritualizing your success ritual from week one. Then you're going to watch the next video, which is all about your freedom goggles. I'm going to teach you how to use them, how to bring them to life, all of that. Okay. And then you're going to watch the video all about your first mini experiment, which is that food awareness experiment. And then you're going to combine the two together. You're going to use your freedom goggles with the new food awareness experiment. And there's a cheat sheet for you, of course, you know there is, to go along with it, right? And then that is it. That's going to set us up perfectly for next week. So all you're doing is those freedom goggles and the food awareness experiment. And that is going to set us up, okay? And that is what's going to help us keep feeding the right brains and keep feeding this new version of yourself. We want to focus on freedom, because just remember, control is the opposite of freedom, okay? And you can choose freedom, but freedom will never stem from a life of control. If you're always living in that world of good, bad, right, wrong, all, nothing, should, shouldn't, if you're always, you know, flip-flopping from one extreme to the next, or like one wagon to the next, right? Or like going from like a tight leash or controlling ways or too much restriction to the opposite, like no guidelines, no structure, gluttony, and essentially like living with carefree and reckless abandonment. And if you're really feeling caged in by your incessant need to like just be doing something because you feel guilty when you're not, and it feels like, you know, every Monday comes around, you're in this all-out sprint to get back on the wagon, I can tell you this, you don't have a willpower problem and there's nothing wrong or broken or messed up about you. And you're not destined to stay stuck on this all or nothing roller coaster the rest of your life. It is a thinking problem. It's the goggles which you're seeing yourself and your circumstances and your habits. And so I'm inviting you to just change what you're seeing and what you're saying to yourself and about yourself, and the rest will fall in place. And that's why we're starting with the freedom goggles, because freedom is your choice. Freedom is your birthright. There is no reason that you shouldn't have it. And so when we talk about freedom, we're talking about like really hello to living in the now and focusing on solutions, not on problems, and moving in the direction that you want to go and the direction of how you want to feel, right? We're talking about feeling responsible, like you own your life and your habits, and like you can finally release those chains of control you've been gripping onto because you were, let's be honest, deathly afraid of what would happen if you didn't. We've all been there, right? But also, hello, get your life back. Hello to life again, right? And a life that you can live with easily, happily, and foreverly, okay? Because again, you can't out-diet your current self-image default. You can't outsmart it. You can't outperform it, okay? And so again, what we're being mindful of is our state. It's that frequency that we're operating, how we're feeling, the emotions it's eliciting, moment to moment, day to day. Our recipe, what we're feeding ourselves, and is it contributing to our lives or taking away, and is it the recipe that we want? And of course, the stories, the thinking, what we're saying to ourselves about ourselves, is it a bitch story or a love story? And is it one where you get to win or is it one where you always lose, right? And so as you're adding on and going through this week's material and your first experiment, you're gonna really start seeing and feeling how we are already impacting all three of these things, okay? So here is what is next, right? So what I want you to do is I first want you to just kind of revisit. Go back to the work you did last week about your forever self and reconnect with that version of yourself every single week moving forward, okay? We didn't just do it for the sake of doing it. We want to remind yourself of the conversation that you're in, okay? Then, of course, send in anything that you want to share or declare or get feedback onto the help desk, okay? But also, if you're not clear on anything or any part of this, just ask for help. Okay. And then when you're ready, all of this week's content is below this video. Okay. Now I just want to reinforce, yes, this is an investment of time and energy and commitment on the front end, but this is also a new way of thinking and living, one built with the end in mind for you to feel peace of mind and happiness and freedom along the way. Okay. And so learning this system and way of living, yeah, it's a short-term investment, but then you get to have it for the rest of your life. It's a short-term investment for lifelong care. Okay. This is your time. You're here. You deserve it. Keep on going. You've got this. Okay. That is it. So go ahead and dive on to the rest of this week's content, and I will see you in the next video.